Well, blessed people, this is a very, very powerful time, very, very mighty time right now in the life of the church. And we are now preparing. We have 1 week and 1 day to go to Nakuru Menengai 6 super glorious revival meeting. And you know that this year is going to be very, very massive, and very senior leaders from all over the world are coming. A very, very powerful time, blessed people. God, the Holy Spirit himself, has supercharged me very, very powerfully. He has supercharged his glorious servants himself, God himself, descending from heaven and lighting on my left prophetic hand here, the left prophetic finger, and then glowing, glorifying his servants, and then the cloud of God coming and enveloping me. Very, very powerful way God has prepared us for this meeting. We are ready, and supercharged. We cannot wait for the day itself. And as you are aware, very senior leaders are coming from many nations. These are heads of state. And it's a very, very powerful moment in the church. And you see now, after, shortly after that, we have the big mission in Venezuela. And you have seen the president of Venezuela himself announcing that I am going to Venezuela. The glorious prophets of the Lord are going to his country, Venezuela. We all know His Excellency President Maduro of Venezuela, how powerful he is. One of the most powerful leaders in the world is President Maduro of Venezuela. We know how he fought off American domination, American intimidation. He fought off American blackmail when the Americans tried, the country of America tried to blackmail Venezuela, tried to colonize it, try to dominate it, and try to blackmail it, intimidate it. You know how President Maduro of Venezuela fought very powerfully. He became an exemplary leader in this world that fought off American blackmail, American intimidation, and American mockery. How Americans wanted to mock his country, and he secured the sovereignty of his country in a very powerful way. He now remained an exemplary leader in the whole world. That you never accept American blackmail as a country, that you secure the sovereignty of your country, because the days of colonialism are past, long past. And so, you see President Maduro announcing to his people that I'm coming to Plaza Iguaybara. Very, very powerful there, blessed people in Venezuela. And Venezuela is very ready, every city, the government is directly involved, mobilizing everybody, that they may be able to listen to the Lord and partake of the revival. Sin will be rebuked in Venezuela. Revival will enter. The cripples will walk, the blind, the deaf, the mute. Everything will take place. But before that, blessed people, and you can see then very clearly that now, regardless of the level of intimidation, all the world leaders have now decided they are going to the prophets of the Lord. You can tell that now suddenly, all the world leaders, the Lord has turned the attention of the world leaders, the big leaders in the world, to the mega prophets of the Lord. And no amount of American intimidation or blackmail will stop them now. It's a very powerful time in the life of the church, blessed people. Everybody is now longing for the kingdom of God. Lord has allotted them. He has sent his servants on the earth. And in this broadcast, I am now sending a blessing to His Excellency President Maduro of Venezuela. I'm sending a blessing. I'm saying, Dios te bendiga, Dios le bendiga, yo ya vengo, dice Señor. The Lord is saying, I am coming to visit your country. And so I'm sending very special blessings right now through this broadcast to His Excellency President Maduro of Venezuela. I thank you very much for welcoming me to your country, for inviting me to your country. I am coming in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it will be a very big revival in your country. And I thank you very much for the great wisdom to prepare your nation to receive me. So these are special blessings I'm sending to you for your health, that the Lord may increase your nation. You know that you stand out. Your Excellency President Maduro, you stand out as an exemplary leader in this world, how you fought off American blackmail, American domination, and American mockery, and you secured the sovereignty of your country. You are very exemplary. You fought for your people, and the Lord will increase you. So I send you the blessings of our Lord Jesus Christ, Your Excellency President Maduro, even as we prepare to come to your country. And I'll see you when I come there. En el nombre de Jesus. I am coming to prepare the way for the glorious coming of the Messiah. And I want to thank you very much for receiving me into your country. And it will be a big revival. And Venezuelans will populate heaven. Thank you. Now for Kenya, we are counting 1 week and 1 day. Very mighty, very, very mighty. We have already received a lot of confirmation from senior most leaders in this country that they are also joining the heads of state at Nakuru. We have received this confirmation from senior most leaders in this land that they are coming to Nakuru. They are joining the leaders, the heads of state that are coming to abroad. They are joining them at Nakuru Menengai 6 for the 2 days. They said 2 days plus the third day in the conference. They said they are coming. They want to hear from the Lord. They say they have realized that only the mega prophets of God come from the Lord. So it's a very big time, and I've seen a lot of cripples that are going to wake up. Many, many families are going to be set free from that deplorable state whereby you have a cripple and the person is growing, he or she is becoming older on the soil. They are soiling themselves. Ukiwaweka inje pale, wananyeshewa pale if you're not around. Na kinyeshi yao pia nakuwa pale, wamejikojolea. The humiliation that many thousands of families have gone through. I've realized that Kenya is a crippled nation. Because ever since we came to this country, we have raised thousands upon thousands of cripples. And yet there are still thousands of cripples. I want to give you an example that every time before the Menengai meeting begin, I receive reports from doctors and they say, my Lord, we have reviewed and we have examined over 2,000 cripples who are in this field right now waiting for you. And yet at the end of the healing service, you find that only maybe 234 cripples have been raised. So our hearts are always very heavy. We bless the Lord for raising large numbers of cripples, 200 plus in one meeting. But you can tell that Kenya was a crippled nation, a nation that needs the healing miracle, the healing touch of the Lord. And that's why thousands of families are totally caught up in crippledness. They are bound, detained in crippledness. A lot of thousands of blind people are brought, born blind, into the meeting. Thousands of deaf people were born deaf, you know. So this is a very powerful place at which the Lord is coming to upgrade the nation, to help the country where government and hospitals cannot help you. Cannot open your blind eyes, cannot raise your cripple with no injection, hakuna shindano. Where no pills, no tablet can be given for you, for your blind eyes, born blind to open. Where no pill can open your deaf ears. Now the Lord is sending us, and it will be massive. I tell you, this celebration of the eternal blood of Jesus at Menengai 6 will be massive. It will be a massive explosion of revival. It will be a powerful bursting of the fountain of the eternal blood of Jesus. I'm coming there like a tsunami, says the Lord, to raise cripples. I can see cripples coming from every direction. It becomes chaotic. Very holy chaos, blessed people. We're awesome end-time revival, setting free families, setting free people that have been lost, had lost hope, detained in situations. They have been caught up in this eternal place where the doctor said, this is eternal, you will not get up. Now the Lord is sending us with maximum power. I will walk in. I've seen us, the two prophets of God, walk in with the Lord himself. It will be powerful. And blessed is the country that the Lord chooses to visit like that. The Lord has not visited Uganda like that. He has not visited Rwanda like that, or Tanzania, or Ethiopia. And that's why Kenya, you need to take advantage of this and enjoy and capitalize. Make principle of this. The love of God bestowed upon you. Nations are longing for it. You see, the heads of state of nations are longing for the prophets of God to go through their countries. And so this is a powerful time. There's a big visitation coming, the Lord assured me, coming to Menengai, Nakuru Menengai 6. Many, many cripples will get up when I storm that meeting, when I come in there with the Lord himself. I will literally walk in with the Lord himself. And many, many blind eyes will open, many deaf ears will pop up, and the paralytics, the lame, spinal cord injuries, broken hips, broken knees, broken backs, broken columns, the spinal column, broken necks, babies with weak legs that could not support the leg. And it is just powerful that the Lord has shown me how he's going to touch his people with a healing touch and set them free and establish a testimony here. And like I said, we have received reports from senior most leaders in this country, some of them parliamentarians, others senators, and even top leaders, top most of this country. They have said they are coming to Nakuru Menengai 6. They want to be in the presence of the Lord. They said they have found out that only the two mega prophets of God are from the Lord God of Israel. And so they are coming to flank the heads of state that are coming from abroad. It's a very powerful time. No amount of intimidation now can stop any global leader, any leader in the world from coming to the Lord. So Nakuru Menengai 6 is going to be very powerful. The Lord bless you. Shalom. The Messiah is coming. Baruch Hashem. Shalom. Todah Rabah. Todah Haverim. Yom Tov.